Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ovik Roy is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ovik is senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and he's been with us before, and he's back to talk to us about the GOP scenario, the GOP presidential situation that's been going on now for quite some time, and we'll be going on for a little bit longer. Ovik Roy, welcome back to the show.
Jim, how are you?
Great. Good to have you back. Ovik, the one of the great lines that is probably mostly accurate is that Reagan came up with this 11th commandment for the Republicans, and that was to say nothing bad about, basically, I'm paraphrasing obviously, to say nothing bad about a fellow Republican. And this group of presidential nominees have not been living up to that commandment, have they?
No, you know, I mean, there's going to be, as they say, drawing contrasts or whatever you want to call it, negative campaigning. You have to point out the issues with other people's records. I don't think that's necessarily, you know, you got to do that at some level, but I think, you know, I think it's tough when the attacks are inaccurate factually, and I think particularly the Newt Gingrich stuff, where he's complaining about the fact that Bain Capital occasionally had to lay people off on companies they controlled in order to eventually make them stronger. I mean, that's the strangest complaint of all. And Gingrich has been on so many different sides of that. He attacked Mitt Romney for that, and then he later said, well, I shouldn't have attacked Mitt Romney for that because I believe in free enterprise and I don't believe in that kind of attack. And then he paid $5 million or whatever, or, you know, he paid $50,000 for this half-an-hour film that he's been chopping to everybody, which has been demonstrated to be factually, you know, distorting everything. I mean, I watched that film. I don't know if you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's straight out of a Michael Moore,
yeah,
you know, left-wing,
yeah,
critique. It's crazy.
Well, here's the thing for me, Ovik. It's one thing, as you say, to draw contrasts, but when you give the other side, regardless of which party you're in, if you give the other side ammunition, then in my opinion, that to me, that violates what Reagan would call the 11th commandment. And the reason is it's not that the other side doesn't know everything that Gingrich knows or Romney knows or whoever. It's not that the other side doesn't already know that, because they do, and they'll use that against the opponent. But in this case, they won't just use the information against the other candidate. They'll use a fellow Republican saying that about him against him.
Yeah.
And
even
and to me, that's where the 11th commandment is violated. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like when Rick Perry calls it vulture capitalism, the laws of Obama, well, even the right-wing governor of Texas calls this vulture capitalism. So I'm not being a critic of free enterprise when I criticize Mitt Romney, because even Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich say these things. I mean,
yeah,
it's like when Newt Gingrich called the Paul Ryan plan right-wing social engineering, and
right,
we all got upset about that for just that reason. It's like basically you're handing the Democrats an attack line, which is, most importantly, it's inaccurate and unfair. But on top of that, you're lending credibility to an inaccurate and unfair attack.
What we're saying is that it doesn't make any sense for any candidate in a party to attack a fellow member on the issues that party stands for.
Particularly again when the attack is based on inaccurate or unfair criticism.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think it's one thing
Well, let me ask you this question. You're probably not old enough to remember this, Ovik, but I remember when George Herman Walker Bush, Bush 41, in 1979 or 80, I forgot when it was, 80 I guess it was, or 79, I guess it was, when George Bush called Reagan's economic ideas voodoo economics.
Yeah, of course.
That was pretty serious stuff back in those days. So
and people used that against Reagan for the entire Reagan era.
They did. We still talk about it. So that's a good example. But I guess what I'm asking now is it worse now than it was than it has been in the past? Do you think this campaign is any worse than past campaigns on either side of the aisle?
I don't know. I mean, if you go back to the campaigns of the 1800s, you know, they used a lot more inflammatory rhetoric. And I think what happens now is you've got the internet, you know, you've got so many ways of storing all this information and playing it, that I think that everything is amplified. Everything that you say as candidate is amplified because it bounces to the internet. I think that's been one of Newt Gingrich's problems, is that he comes across in a debate very well, because the people listening to him at the debate aren't going back through the internet and tracking all the other things he said on the issue where he's been on both sides. The next day, when you actually go back and say, okay, what did Newt Gingrich say about this last month, and it's completely a 180 from what he's saying now, you realize that he's not the most effective messenger. And I think politicians who came of age in the 80s and 90s before the internet, they don't necessarily have that discipline. I think a guy like Romney, who's, you know, politicians come of age in this most recent era, he's more attuned to that. He knows that anything he says now will and will be used against him later on. He's very, very careful, and tries to be very careful about that stuff. So he sometimes has his own slip-ups. He's very, very careful in those ways.
Do you think the American people are politically savvy enough in general that when they hear one party holding what another member of the opponent's party said about them, saying those things like we've been talking about, when they hear that in the general election campaign, do you think that they're savvy enough to sort of discount that when it's being brought up like that?
I think that swing voters, independents, are likely to be concerned about the Bain Capital record. I think they're likely to be like, well, gosh, if Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry are bringing this up, it must be bad. And I think it's up to Mitt Romney to defend it more. He has to defend it by more than just saying, well, it's a left-wing critique. He has to actually go through it on substance and say, look, here are the human stories of people we help.
Right.
Here are the companies we help. Here's what we had to do in these situations.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Ovik Roy, ladies and gentlemen, is with the Manhattan Institute. When we come back, We're gonna, for the moment, presume that Romney is going to be the nominee, and we're going to talk about his two big issues, which is the venture capital Bain Company and RomneyCare. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.